Welcome to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, mum, FIFO wife, MBA, coffee lover, survivor superfan, and creator of The Email Experience. In Easy Email Marketing, you'll benefit from my nearly 20 years experience, where I'll be teaching you all the tips, tricks, and insider info on how to create feel-good, non-spammy experiences for your subscribers. Let's get stuck in. Welcome back to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, and today's episode, I want to tackle one of the biggest misconceptions about email marketing out there. And that is that email marketing is all about sending newsletters. It's not. Let's put that to rest immediately. That is the old way. Now, I am just gone 40 and I have been in the marketing world for over 20 years. I began in the corporate environment and did have to have as my job sending out the monthly corporate newsletter, where it was a roundup of some blog posts or some product news and different things. That was the case back then. But that was 20 years ago, and so much has changed. Yet so many people are still stuck in this mindset that email marketing is newsletters. It's wrong. It's like saying that to use Facebook these days, you have to update your posts as with the is in front of it. So I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but it was back in the day you used to have, when you posted your status update on Facebook, you would say Yael is, and then I had put the word. So the is was by default. I even saw one pop up, which was Yael is bored. I wonder what's that's like. I can't remember anymore. Anyway, that is kind of how thinking about email newsletters today. But so many people are stuck in that mindset. And that is what I think stops a lot of people from actually using email marketing, or making it feel like it's a chore and just something you have to do because someone told you need to do email marketing and you've seen people do email newsletters, so you do a newsletter. And so it becomes this other thing on the to-do list, but you can't really see the return on investment. You can't really see the benefit. You're not getting a lot of opens or clicks. So you just kind of give up and you wonder, what's the point? Well, that's because you're using email marketing wrong. Email marketing is not about those newsletters. It is not that anymore. Yes, if you are a community or networking organization, sending newsletters is kind of what your audience wants, but that's not the majority of businesses. So, how do we use email marketing then? Well, I'll provide a 5 different kind of guideposts, talking points, which we can leverage some discussion around. The first way to use email marketing is to send less content more often. So not having a newsletter with 4 blog posts or 3 blog posts and a product feature or a service feature, and sending that once a month, but instead dividing that into 4 separate emails. So you would have 1 for each blog post and 1 for the product announcement or sales email that you want to include. What this does is, 1, it stops the email from being so overwhelming to your subscriber. 2, it makes it clearer to them what it is that you want them to do. So whether they are to click to read something, if you want them to reply, so it encourages a lot more engagement. And 3, it means you are in their inboxes more often, so you are staying top of mind. It is a win-win-win situation, and it makes it a lot easier for you. Of course, in that example, I use like blog posts, but that can be any type of content. Heck, it can just be answering a super, super quick question. So I've got a ton of episodes in the past about what type of content you can send. I'm not going to recap that here, but the idea is sending less content more often. So each email only having 1 intention or 1 focus. The second way we use email marketing that's not about email newsletters is by sharing strategic content. So I mentioned less content more often, but strategic content is where you're starting to align your email marketing with the rest of your marketing activities and your strategic business plans. So instead of it just being this standalone thing where you have to give an update once a month, Instead, you would be able to go, okay, through the year, what are some themes that I would be talking about that are relevant to my audience at any given time? What are some topics I can talk about? When am I doing a launch or a promotion? When am I trying to onboard new clients or customers? When am I trying to enroll people into my program? When am I running a sale? When am I doing these things? And then how can I use email marketing to support me in those activities? And that's in two ways, right? So the first way is obviously sending emails while you're doing some sort of promotional campaign. But two is also in the lead up to that. So creating interest and connection and having that pre-awareness period where people get to think, oh yes, I actually really need help with this, or oh yes, I really need that, so that when the sale comes, when the promotion comes, when the launch comes, they are already in that space, frame of mind to buy. And then also in between, maybe not even directly up, sending content which is about creating engagement and getting people opening and clicking your emails, so that when you are doing those important ones that they come through. So we are getting really strategic about what emails we're sending when, and aligning it not only with those business strategies and goals, but the rest of your marketing activities. So make sure you're talking about the same thing on your email marketing as you're talking about on your social media channels, or that you're talking about in your blog, or you're talking about in your podcast, any of those places. And that makes it so much easier, right? Because you can repurpose in lots of different ways and just make sure your message gets out. The third way we need to think about email marketing that's not newsletters is you can send emails as and when you need to. There are no specific rules. You do not need to say, okay, I send a monthly newsletter. That is the old way of doing things. Instead, what I ask my clients to do is to set a minimum. So set a minimum number of emails that you are going to send, whether that's fortnightly or weekly. Monthly is the absolute minimum, but I would love to see it more often than that. Set yourself a minimum. But just because you've said, I'm going to send an email every week on a Tuesday, does not mean when you've got something else important to say, you can't add in an extra email on the Friday, or if that you missed the Tuesday, that you can't send it on the Wednesday instead. So have your baseline plan, but when you're running a promotion or you have a campaign, you can send some more emails. Or if you see something going on in your industry that needs to be spoken about and you feel inspired to share, send it. There are no rules. You do not need to stick to a specific schedule, but I do say give yourself a minimum so at least you hold yourself accountable. Hey, the fourth way email marketing is not about newsletters anymore is all about sending emails at the right time. So once again, if we're thinking about this idea of newsletters, it's a monthly update where people are learning about the things that have been going on in your business and what's available. That is just a blast message out to everyone on your list. It doesn't take into account where they are at in their journey with you. And this is, of course, the world of email automation. So we will speak to your audience in different ways based around what they are doing now and what stage they are at. So if they have just signed up to your list, they might not know anything about your world or your solution. So we want to welcome them with a welcome series, a welcome experience. And we will talk about, you know, the most important things we might want them to know. And if we were to sell something, it'll be like an introductory offer. Then we've, of course, got things like retargeting automation. So if people are actively looking through your website, for example, you can perhaps send them an email that follows up. Okay, you viewed this sales page, but you didn't buy. Do you have any questions? Or you might send some content around that to them. Of course, the classic example here is an abandoned cart. That's a way of retargeting your customers. And another way that is often forgotten and another stage is post-purchase. So we need to remember that repeat business is so much easier to get than new customers. So why aren't we utilizing the post-purchase process? So for e-commerce businesses, this is things like sending out a customer service sequence, which includes emails about how to get the most out of your products or how to take care of them, how to clean them, even if you send like a little card out in the post. It can also include, you know, replenishment reminders or win-back reminders to try to get them to come back. For service-based businesses, this can be onboarding, and for digital creators as well, onboarding your new students and your clients and sharing how to help them, but also rebooking reminders, also following up down the track, upsells, checking in. How can we use email marketing to support your customer service? And so this is all automation and sending emails at the right time and talking to your audience in different ways based around how well they know you. And then finally, way that email marketing is so much more than newsletters is sending emails to the right audience. So I sort of hinted at this a little bit with automations because that's based around the stage and where they are at now. But also you can do this within those automations, but also within your campaigns. So instead of a newsletter, which is just, again, going out to everyone, you might have a particular, an email that is focused around a particular topic that only interests a portion of your audience. And I actually see this come up a lot, right, that people are concerned about sending emails because they don't think it's applicable to everyone in their audience. And one of the biggest things that comes up is a lot of people say, well, I have two or three or four groups in my audience that are really distinct, or there's some overlap. Sometimes things are relevant, but things are different. And I don't want to annoy them by sending them things they're not interested in. Simple solution. You can segment your audience based around what they've clicked on or asking a question, and then you can send the specific emails just to those groups. You can also do this from a purchase-based perspective. So for example, I wouldn't want to send a sales email for my program or for my email experience membership to people who are already members. So I can exclude them. I can make sure they're excluded because that information is in my software. Or I can even allow people to select their preferences and say, I want to receive podcast emails, but I don't want to receive your launch emails. People have the full ability to choose that within my software. And there's a whole pile of ways that we can do that. Of course, this is just getting this is just adding more and more layers. So you might be thinking, okay, that's getting a little bit complicated. But I just wanted you to see the potential and see there are so many different ways that you can use this. And the best news is you can forget about most of the rules apart from, you know, the actual privacy protection and the actual ones around who you can send emails to based on whether they've subscribed or not. Of course, we need to follow those rules. But in terms of those traditional newsletter rules or traditional rules about you have to send an email once a month or this email once a week, you don't have to do that. Instead, take a step back and go, okay, how can I use this as a tool to support my business? How can I use it to help me get more sales? How can I help nurture my leads to get to the point where they can make an informed decision about whether they're going to work with me or not? How can I, once someone signs up as a client, support them and help them? How, if I have a very proactive sales process, is there any ways I can set up some automated follow-ups? How, as an e-commerce store owner, can I provide that extra layer of customer service and provide those specific product recommendations that are unique to that person? You can choose when and how you use it. Just please don't take this the other way and only send something every few months, because you will be doing your business a total disservice if you do that. Because email marketing is the best way, the highest return on investment out of any marketing strategy. It is the best way to reach your audience. So with modern technology, almost anything is possible. A lot of the software out there makes so much of this easy. I always recommend just taking that step back and thinking about, like, okay, if I lived in this world, magical world, about how, what emails would go to what people, how would I structure that? Just get your post-its or your spreadsheet out, because I guarantee you, most of the time, that is possible. But we can't do everything at once, right? So where do you begin? Well, you are in luck, because I am excited to announce the release of a brand new free course called Get Started with Email Marketing. So a few months ago, I opened up my email marketing superstore with a bunch of courses, and now I'm excited to add this first free one, which serves as an introduction to the amazing world of email marketing. So inside this program, you will get confident with your content, because yes, even you can send emails that your audience wants to read. You will know how to make the right choice of email marketing software. You will grow your email list without fancy lead magnets. You will overcome those mindset blocks that are stopping you from hitting send. You will discover automations and segmenting. So I'll go into more detail about that. And you will understand how it all fits together. So I have almost 2 hours of video trainings divided into bite-sized chunks. So you can just take it a step at a time and you take action here and now. And yes, this is even for you if you have an established email list, because you might have missed a few crucial steps, or maybe you just need to fall in love with email marketing again. So you might be wondering, okay, what's the catch? No catch. It is lifetime access totally for free. Of course, I do get some benefits, right? So I get to grow my email list if you are not already a subscriber. So that's crucial to growing your business. And so that means I can start sending you some emails about helpful content. Trust me, I send lots of helpful stuff. And you'll get podcast emails and you'll get other opportunities to learn or work with me. Or you can unsubscribe anytime. I don't take offense to that. And after you join as well, you will be presented with a one-time offer for a starter bundle of courses. So if you did happen to go, yep, I just want to dive in, I may make some revenue, but that's all optional. If you want the course, just go to yaelkeown.com/start, enter your details, and you are on your way. So you can get instant access today if you head to yaelkeown.com/start. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to hear from you about, you know, any ahas that you've had about from this episode, because I am speaking a little bit differently than usual, but hopefully it has come across in a different way. So please let me know any ahas or what you might want to know about in future episodes. I am over on Instagram at Yael Keown, all one word, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Easy Email Marketing. It's an absolute honor that you chose to listen. If you love this episode, then it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review so that others can find this podcast and make their email marketing easy too. Finally, make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. Until next time, have an awesome day and make sure to keep showing up and serving in those inboxes.